Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Hope. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. This is Sarah from Appliances Department. And yes, there is a customer on the line. She had rescheduled her appointment around twice, but it looks like it is not showing that the information doesn't match with FMS. So could you please check, now that we have rescheduled the order again, could you please check the status in your site, this order?
Okay, may I have the order number?
Yes, the order number is 6750821.
6750821.
Correct.
Okay, because I'm not able to look at an order with that order number. Do you know when the reschedule, what day it's for?
Yes, it is May 5th, and yes, I can provide to you the customer's phone number as well.
You said May 5th?
Correct.
Okay, what zip code is it for?
It is 78247.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, and is it for Ellen Lockwood?
No, it's Gary Schember.
So we're not, that's the only ticket I'm seeing here in the system for that zip code for that day.
Okay, ma'am. Can I provide you with the phone number as well?
So how we search it is by the date and the zip code. So we wouldn't be able to locate it that way or with the order number, but there's only one scheduled delivery for the 5th.
I see, ma'am. Well, so the thing is that, yes, like I said, the customer had this issue that she has rescheduled the order, and she keeps getting notifications that it will be delivered, but for the same delivery date, nobody showed up in our system. It doesn't show any note, like a specific reason why, and that's what I was trying to find out. So I already rescheduled it, and I was trying to check if the information matched with our system and yours, just to make sure we had the appointment. But in this case, you mentioned that you are not able to see anything, right?
Yes, for the 5th, May 5th, mm-hmm. There's only one delivery for that zip code.
Okay, let me see.
What is the customer's name again?
Okay. Yes. The customer's name, it is Gary Schmerber. Yes, I can spell it for you. It is G-E-R-R-Y. And the last name, it is S-C-H-M-E-R, B as in Bravo, E-R.
And what's their phone number?
The phone number, it is 210-862-9731.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for holding. So I do see an order here for the 27th of April. Let me see. And the status that it's in rescheduled cancel. But I'm not seeing another date for it.
Okay, I see, ma'am. I see. Because, yes, so the status on in our side, it is that transfer order acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And, yes. So you mentioned that the only one, and just to confirm, ma'am, it is related to the refrigerator, to the Whirlpool refrigerator in installation.
Let me see. It's not showing me the actual appliance. It's just showing a delivery for the 27th of 2021 of April. And it's just saying Best Buy.
Okay. You mentioned that, yes, it is not showing the item, right? Only...
It's just showing... Yes, and I'm not seeing anything for the 5th of May either.
Okay, ma'am. So yes, do you think that it may take some time, because I just rescheduled around like 5 minutes ago. Do you think that it may take some time, or
it could take some time to process if it just happened, if it was just in the system?
Yes,
it's possible.
It's possible, but most of the times, are you able to see it immediately, right? Like, whenever we make the changes, it is immediately?
So it just depends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, ma'am. And just to make sure with the items listed, in your site, it is just a delivery. And does it show the installation?
Yes, it does have the information for the customer for the 27th.
Okay, but does it show the installation as well?
It's showing that it's saying rescheduled, canceled. That's the status that it's in. Another ticket would be created. So it could still be processing in the system.
Okay, you mentioned that a ticket can be created, right?
Yes, a new ticket would be created for the customer. It could still be processing. That's why I'm not able to see it in the system yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. So, yes. Yes, because, yes, something is not... Yes, I think that, yes, that's the main reason why the customer never gets the item. But, yes, you mentioned that you are able to process a ticket, right?
I'm only able to see the old ticket. If you created a new one, and if you just created it, it would probably need some time to process before I can see it in our system.
Okay, ma'am. So, yes. So, what would you recommend me just to advise to the customer, ma'am?
You can let them know that they would need to wait until it's processed in the system.
Okay, ma'am. So, yes, as you mentioned, a ticket was created. So, how long it may take, ma'am?
I wouldn't have time frame for how long it would take to process if you just created it.
Okay, ma'am. So, yes. So, I can go ahead and advise the customer just to wait, right?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. So, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.